Here's the news for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of central Washington for Tuesday, January 9th. Kittitas County is under a wind advisory from 4 a.m. today to 4 a.m. Wednesday, according to the National Weather Service. Winds are expected from 25 to 35 miles an hour with gusts up to 55 miles per hour. Residents are advised to use extra caution while driving, particularly in a high-profile vehicle, and to secure outdoor objects. The forecast also calls for patchy blowing snow. A woman a man met at an Ellensburg 7-Eleven allegedly set his trailer on fire, according to a post on the Kittitas County Sheriff's Facebook page. At about 1 a.m. Friday, the man called Kitcom and said he had argued with a woman he had met a couple days prior at a 7-Eleven and brought home to his Reeser Creek Road residence, and the woman walked out with two bottles of liquor. Soon after, the man noticed an unoccupied trailer next to his fifth-wheel trailer residence was on fire. He saw the woman walking away wearing no shoes and carrying a propane torch. At 5:30 a.m., a neighbor reported that a woman attempted to force her way into his residence. Sheriff's deputies responded, and the woman, who is from Tumwater, was arrested and booked for suspected arson and criminal trespass. The Ellensburg High School girls basketball team is organizing a fundraiser set for Friday and Saturday night to benefit Charlie Simpson, who is battling cancer. Simpson is a South Cleveland native and former owner of Bleachers. The fundraiser will start at 5 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night at the Tianaway Hall on the Kittitas County Fairgrounds and will feature a dinner, a silent auction, and music by the Tyson Haynes Band from Nashville. Tickets are $50 for adults over 21 and $25 for anyone under 20. Tickets are available at Carpet, the Windermere office, or by calling 509-962-4664. Upside Down Wine hosts the Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce After Hours events from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday. Upside Down Wine is located at 205 East 1st Street in Cleveland. The event is open to the public with a special invitation to all businesses related to the construction of the Cleveland location. The Sarah Spurgeon Gallery's first show of 2024 will feature the work of Spokane-based artist Rob McCurdy. Mechanics Gesture, a collection of McCurdy's kinetic artwork, opens on Thursday with an artist talk from 4 to 5 p.m. at Randall Hall, Room 117, followed by a reception in the gallery. The exhibit will run through February 3rd. Ellensburg High School is holding a mini cheer clinic for children aged 3 to 12. Practice is from 9 a.m. to noon, January 20th, and the kids will perform at an Ellensburg High School game later that day. The cost is $60 and includes pom-poms and a shirt. Registration information is available on the Ellensburg High School Athletics website. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 42 degrees, sunset is at 4:31 p.m., and the expected nighttime low is 26 degrees. There is a 40% chance of snow or rain during the morning and day. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Elk chili with local elk cornbread and peaches. That lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Cleveland Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm one of the hosts for the show, John Morgan, and this is Ellensburg Community Radio.